This is In Demand. Our star guest tonight is Rita Ora.
Hello.
Hey, Rita, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you. I look like a checkered tablecloth.
Well, you know, but a very classy and sexy checkered tablecloth with diamantes as well.
Would you eat on this? I'm kidding.
Is this a trick question?
Yes, don't answer.
Your security guy's giving me that look. What do you call that? Is it like a onesie, kind of?
It is a onesie. It's a one piece. It's like a jumpsuit.
Right.
Yeah, it's comfy. It's really good for radio tours like this.
And I can just imagine at home, just hanging out when you've had a long day, that would just be like almost wearing pajamas.
I mean, they're really good. I mean, it's House of Holland, British designer, who is a really good friend of mine.
Right.
And I adore him, so yeah.
Please tell me you have a collection of these.
No, just this one.
Really? Do you think you'll get more?
Maybe, hopefully. Henry, can you have some more, please? Oliver Twist, can I have some more, please?
Do they do a man's version?
I think
I might need a different pattern.
Yeah,
it might not quite work with me.
Right.
The track, what's the response been? It's been out for a couple of weeks now.
Thank you. No, I just want to say thank you for all the positive responses I've been getting on Twitter and on Instagram, and all the pre-orders and the downloads and the kind of singing I'm hearing on Instagram, and keep sharing it. I'm really, really, really loving the response, and thank you.
Hold on, the singing on Instagram, what do you?
Just people are like sending me their versions and like...
You like that?
I love that. No, I sit there and that's all I do. I watch them because I just love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you read the comments as well?
I read the comments because, in all honesty, they say the truth, you know? So I always look at the comments and they've been so, so positive. And I just want to say thank you for everybody that supports it.
Has there anyone that's commented on the track that you've been surprised at, that you've gone, wow, I can't believe, has heard it and said something really nice?
Just a bunch. I don't know, really, because I just read. I don't really look at the names.
Right. Should we play it?
Yeah.
In the live session. And you've got your whole band here as well. Who's with us?
Yes, we have Dexter on the cajon, Tom on the guitar, and Tash, that's going to help me sing it.
Right, what is the cajon?
It's like basically a portable box, but with beans in it.
Right. And is that like a legit musical item,
yeah,
or is that something you made at home?
It's a legit musical item. No, it's definitely a cajon, and you kind of take it around, and it gives it that acoustic raw feel that you're about to hear right now.
All right. Would you like to introduce the track for us?
Yes, this is my new single. Please enjoy it. I will never let you down.
This is In Demand. Our star guest tonight is the beautiful Rita Ora.
Hello.
Wow, that's incredible.
Thank you very much.
And just watching you perform that, you're excited, you're happy, I can almost feel it.
That song for me is like a love song you can dance to.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to listen to Whitney Houston, like, How Will I Know, and Whitney Houston's Dance With Somebody, and you got that feeling of relief, almost like you're releasing something in the hall. It's like, I want to dance with somebody. And you would just, like, release something, whatever it is. And that's what I missed. So this song was actually really kind of inspired by that. You know, Calvin really was a big inspiration on this record, and just everybody that really had something to do with me in my life had a lot to do with this record.
And I've been looking at Twitter in the last couple of days, and there's a lot of talk about Katy Perry, and is there a track that you two have done together?
Yeah, well, basically...
I don't think anyone's heard that, but people are talking about it. Yeah.
Which is exciting. So Katy Perry has written an amazing song called Black Widow.
Right.
It's a song that Iggy Azalea featuring me, that Katy Perry wrote.
Okay.
I loved the song as soon as I heard it, and Katy was so, so supportive on it. And, you know, it was the first song she actually wrote, you know, for somebody else. So I'm really honoured and excited to be a part of it.
Now, back to your video and the Hot Blondes in the video. Are they twins? Are they sisters? Or is it like camera work?
Oh, no, they're fully twins.
They're fully twins. And are they friends of yours?
Yeah, I got introduced to them through a really good colleague of mine. And, you know, I just fell in love with them, really.
Did they trick you or anything on set? Because they, to me in the video, that you cannot tell them apart.
No, I know. They're amazing, right?
Yeah,
no,
totally.
They don't trick me on set, but they've told me some things that they've tricked people
really
together, yeah.
Can you divulge that information?
Like, when one can't be bothered to go on a date, the other one was like, don't worry, babe, I'll take this date for you.
No!
I mean, they're going to kill me for telling you their secrets.
Wouldn't that be
on
awesome?
The radio.
Wouldn't you love that?
I'm not going to tell you which ones they are, but what I can say is that it's incredible. Some of them, like, take each other's exams.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't know if you are.
I wish. I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Okay.
But.
How's mum? We last time we chatted, we were trying to verify Vera on Twitter. She's still not verified.
I know.
And it's been a couple of weeks.
I'm so upset. And actually, my mum is the most nicest human.
Should we call her now and just ask her what's going on?
Yeah, let's call her.
Okay.
Do you have a number?
No.
Well, I was going to say, why do you
have your mum's number?
How do you have my mum's number?
That would be funny if I did have
she
your
mum's
number.
She might be at work, but let's call her.
Should we call her?
Okay, you can punch your number into there.
It's...
J-Ro, you might need to help her. I'll give your mum a call.
Mum's the best.
Chuck some headphones on. We just need to verify it, because, you know, she's almost as popular as you on the interweb.
Yeah. Vera! Hi, Mum.
Hi.
Hey, Mum, so you're the centre of attention again. The radio stations love you. Say hi to everybody at In Demand.
Hello, everyone in Demand.
In Demand. Oh, she's got nervous. Vera, my name's...
My mom doesn't get nervous.
My name's Stu. I'm just interviewing your beautiful daughter right now, who's wearing like a tablecloth that looks amazing.
Oh, my God. Yes, I know. Tablecloth or just some sort of a carpet or curtains. I'm used to it. Don't worry.
Get my mum on one and she goes off on one. She goes on and on and on. But, Mum, we're just talking about how your Twitter followers are better than mine.
Oh, I didn't say better.
Oh, what did you say then?
No, I just said that she's not verified.
Oh, yeah, you need to be verified, Mum.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing at the moment, trying to verify me.
Did you talk to the...
I'm on private. I'm on private. I really not doing anything.
Oh, you're not?
Is it coming to me? No.
My mum's on private, ladies and gentlemen. Right. She's very exclusive nowadays.
I feel very privileged to have you on my show tonight.
I know. Vera Aura, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Let's have a round of applause.
And while you're here, Vera, you're not caller 9, you haven't won a prize, don't worry. Hey, what do you think of the song?
I love it.
Do you, Mum?
I love the beat. I like to dance. I can't sing, otherwise I would... You know, I would be a singer, but and I like, you know, the bits when you can wiggle and wiggle and
wiggle.
Like, that's really kind of energetic.
Yeah, it's a good vibe, isn't it, Mum?
I know.
I mean, Mum is the only one I play the song. Like, she's one of the only people I listen to, like, ear-wise. She, yeah. I play her the songs, and she definitely got up and danced to this, which was a big kind of yes for me.
But Rita needs to dance a bit more. Ooh, I would rock it, boy.
Oh, I would rock it.
I love you,
Mum. I do dance.
A bit, you know, you need a bit of... She's a bit stiff.
Oh, Vera, now listen, I'm just going to stand in here. She's just played live in our studio for a live session and she was grooving and moving.
Thanks.
I don't know. I think she was doing a wonderful job.
I mean, Mum, I was grooving.
Oh, with your head and hair flicking.
Yeah, she already knows. See, she knows the dance already.
Oh, Vera, you're awesome. Well, you have a lovely day and just maybe work on verifying your Twitter account.
I'm not sure about that. Then I'm going to have to be very active.
Yeah, and you're too exclusive for that, aren't you, Mum?
No. Yeah, we'll keep it low and precious.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay.
Love you, Mum.
Yeah. And listen, we'll give you some CDs since you came on the radio and you probably want to be caller 9. I'll find something in my box here we can give to you.
We'll give you some CDs, Mum.
Here we go. Congratulations, you got now, that's what I call music, number 87. 87? Are they still making these at 87?
All right, Mum.
All right, thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, now listen, we like to get artists to ask other artists questions, and we have a question for you from Kaiser. Have you heard Kaiser in the track Hideaway?
Mm-hmm.
She has a question for you.
Love her.
I will play now.
Hey, Rita, this is Kaiser, and I was just wondering, where did you get your inspiration for fashion from?
Hi, Kaiser. Well... First of all, I love her song. Hideaway is a great tune. I don't know, you know. I think it just comes from when I see other people on the streets and real life and, like, art. I look a lot at fabrics. I go into fabric shops a lot. And I like to look at different types of fabrics. And I grew up on a market, so everything I saw was, like, cheap, cheerful. You know, you can break it. I've always approached clothes as a way of a fascination more than reality. So I wear clothes as if it's a force of imagination, you know. I don't ever look at it or take it seriously on what I put on. I always just wear what I want, really. And I don't follow trends. I tend to not look at colour trends.
And do you feel nervous when you go out, like when you are like doing a red carpet or anything? Do you worry what people think of you? Because you always just kind of just look so flawless, so casual and laid back. And
thank you. I guess I get nervous, you know, every time I do a show or every time I do a red carpet. I obviously have a little doubt. Oh, my God, did I pick the right outfit? But at the end of the day, if you work it, you work it. Everybody will believe it. You know, like Kaiser's wearing, like, the suspenders in the video.
Yeah.
And she's got, like, Reebok workouts. She's just rocking it, you know, and it's kind of like her on the street rocking it. It's all about how you feel in the clothes and how you wear it, really.
Now, I'd like you to ask a question to our next artist, who is Paolo Nutini.
Hi, Paolo. First of all, I miss ya. We had a nice little airport moment. Second of all, my question would be, despite all the female attention that you get from being so gorgeous, being a Scotsman, do you ever wear a kilt without anything underneath?
Oh, look out. I bet he does. He would, wouldn't he? Does your Scottish man?
I can't tell you that, but all I do know is that I like it.
Does he have a kilt? Do you see Calvin in a kilt?
Oh, no. I have to say I've got a thing for... I love the Scottish accent.
Because I was born in Glasgow.
Really?
And then whenever I talk to my parents or anyone Scottish, I flick into the accent and sometimes I don't even know it and it can get very embarrassing at times.
I've got a little Scottish thing. It goes, there's a fortune under me tartan.
It's almost a little Irish.
Oh. There's a goose loose about the hoose.
Oh, that was a good one, love. Good work. I should probably let you go now. We'll be here all night doing this. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks for playing the record.
Oh, and we love it. And thank not, you. Our producer, Jay Rowe, geez, he, it's his little go-to tune, isn't it, Jay?
Oh. Sing it. Sing it.
I can't sing.
Come on, I will never let you down. You have to do that line.
No.
Come on,
no.
Jay Rowe. Come on. Rita Ora has asked you.
I can't sing.
Just say, I will never let you down.
I will never let you down.
Yay!
Rita Ora.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out.